Hosting for the show is provided by mcprohosting.com. Experience the ultimate Minecraft server solution on our award-winning servers. Featuring quality service at bargain prices, get yours today at mcprohosting.com. Want something to listen to while playing Minecraft? Why not try an audiobook from Audible? Listeners of our show will get one free book of your choice when you sign up for a 30-day free trial. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft today and enjoy a free audiobook from over 100,000 selections.
Can't sleep, gotta build.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 111, recorded on December 9th, 2012. And I'm Brent Covelin.
I am Wes Wilson, but I don't have a very good microphone, do I? Am I coming through okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm Eric Fullerton, and I think our mics are good.
Yeah.
I think.
Okay.
Let's see if Bebop Box's microphone is good. What's up, man?
Hello. How's it going, guys?
Hey, we're doing great.
Yeah. Miss you guys.
You know, I heard something about you, Bebop. You know what that was?
Uh-oh.
Hi, I'm
Bosch, I don't.
You're listening to The Shaft.
Came out pretty low, but anyway. Yeah. How are you doing, Keith? It's been a while.
I'm doing great, yeah. I think it's been a good amount of time, yeah, since we really, did a massive hangout session. Miss you guys.
Yeah. It has been a while.
We're talking about doing some...
busy, though.
Yeah.
Episode 111.
Yes.
Yeah. All holy crud.
We're number one 3 times.
Yes.
In a row.
So, first time Bebop Box was on here was episode 34.
Wow. Oh, my God. Holy crud.
That was back in May of 2011.
Nice.
Nice. Then we saw him at MineCon. Yeah. Or actually saw him at E3 first.
Yeah.
And then MineCon. Yeah. He slept on our floor at one of those. I'll let you figure out which.
Yeah.
Good times.
And then he crawled in somebody's bed in the middle of the night. It was kind of
awkward. We bonded. That's why we're so close now. We made that leap, that initial awkward leap, and now it's past us.
That's right. Now that that's out of the way.
Now we're brothers.
Yeah.
Brother.
So tell everybody in the audience who's not familiar with you, I don't know anybody like that, what is it you do?
I'm Bebop Vox, and I do the Minecraft Monday show. But I also do, general gaming news as well on the Vox of Gaming, a new show that I'm starting out. And so, general, basically, if you have 8 minutes in the day, you can be updated all at once. You know, real quick. Hopefully.
So, do you have this thing streamlined now? Is it faster to produce an episode than it was, say, a year ago?
Oh, my God. Episode since the Shout Podcast 34?
Yeah.
Yeah. Way streamlined now.
Yes.
You know, you learn, you evolve, you make things better, and yeah, it's so much faster editing with it. Yeah, it's all. I have a better set. It's not green screen anymore. Yeah,
that's true.
but
let's compare that to the Dead Workers Party. Do you feel that we are faster, more efficient? Do you feel we've gotten better?
We're about the same. Maybe a little worse.
You guys keep it real still, and that's what we all love.
Keep it real long.
We're keeping it in the rear.
Hour and a half episode of the Shaft Podcast.
Yeah. You have really cool, I love all your segments too, and you have all these little animations in the corner of the screen.
Oh yeah.
That really pump up the production value, and I think it's a really, really awesome, well rounded show. And then you always seem to throw in some crazy weird effect in there just to make us go, what? like when you're three heads on the wither body and stuff like that. It's just like, what?
Yeah, sometimes you're just like, oh, I got this idea, and then you make it happen. So I did a green screening of, a wither head, replacing all the heads with myself.
That was awesome.
And then, that was fun.
And you always, I remember, E3 in Minecon, it's always, he's like, I got this idea, and filming all these different things, getting interviews. I mean, just go, like the Energizer Bunny. And if anybody wants to see, footage from Minecon, go check out what he's done, because that's just, he's got idea after idea, and it's always fun stuff.
Yeah.
I always hated because I'm like, oh, I wanted to film all this stuff, but I didn't have time to film it. Yeah, but thanks.
Well, next time...
This one, though, Pedro, if you guys know Pedro, he brought a saxophone to Minecon, and he played the epic sax guy.
Yeah.
You know, the... dun, 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 dun. And he played that during the outro of our video editing panel with the Half Films and that and K-Man Films.
Yes.
And and we were going to do one where it's like, oh, I'm in the bathroom. It's like Bebop's daily, you know, routine. And he's always around me, you know, like eating at McDonald's. Dun, 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 in the bathroom. Dun, 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 dun. Like we're just going to do this huge montage of ridiculousness. But
reminds me of like Yacht Rock. Hi, I'm Bebop Vox, and you just caught me taking a crab.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he runs off.
Totally normal.
Well, and you might have heard in the intro, we are sponsored by MC Pro Hosting. Not only that, but you can get 15% off an order there. So go there and get 15% off on a server right now. And what if, let's see, how do you want to go into this next part?
The sponsorships?
Yes.
Well, oh, we've got some sponsors. We've got some great sponsors.
We do.
And some there of our individual sponsors. Our first sponsor is Ars Malik.
Woo!
Sponsoring the show.
Woo! Yes. And he didn't say anything.
Well, he doesn't need to say anything because he's Ars Malik.
He just threw his money at your face.
Yes.
We actually got to be on one of his Let's Plays this week.
Yeah. Yeah.
And ruin it.
Yeah. Yes.
He says we didn't, but I don't believe him.
We also had another individual who didn't leave a message, and that is Gaming Coconut. If something happened and y'all's messages didn't come through, just email us and let us know. That's Brent at Dead Workers.
Gaming Coconut.
And is that a coconut that's gaming, or is it a
I think it's a coconut that's gaming the system.
Really?
Yeah.
Or is it a coconut that like plays games, or is I don't know. Anyway,
maybe, it's just a shaft faller that's cocoa, and so he's a cocoa nut.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe it's a diseased coconut.
So anyway, our next one comes from Ding Mammon. Ding Mammon. Anyway, and he says,
hoping to hear myself once I catch up with the shaft. Smiley face.
There you go. Leaky. When you get caught up, you'll be right here at the end of the shaft.
Yes, Ding Mammon.
Ding, 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 Mammon.
And then once again, Mr. Mapple, who wants to know...
What did he say, Eric?
That's what he said. He said,
I think
what did he say?
Definitely lost all their comments because there's no way three of them didn't say anything.
And then Mr. Vorland, who said,
shout out to Astrogali.
We all give Astrogali a shout out, who does the show notes with Crystal Crow every week.
Yep.
Yes. Thank you.
And then we have some servers this week that sponsor the show. Once again, The Watershed at mc-thewatershed.net, who has a 2,500 square kilometer survival RPG world with YouTube adventures and more. So go check them out today, as well as
awesome.
Creepercraft.us. Like Minecraft? Tired of normal servers? Try Creepercraft.
And the Lord himself, the Lord of Bones, you can go find him at
LordBones.com for weekly Minecraft videos. This week, Bolafield, which was recommended by Ars Malik. Maybe we should try that too.
Yep.
So he's playing Bolafield Adventure RPG with quests, stories, and achievements.
Is that like Michael Boulay? Yeah.
Oh, is it maybe? Boulé?
Boublé without the B.
Boublé.
Boublé. Yeah. Our journeys. And I saw something in the show notes this week. It sounds like you've been a journey in Bebop. What you been working on?
Oh, I actually played my first ever adventure map.
Whoa.
I never, delved into adventure maps before. And I finally played Herobrine's Mansion.
Was this solo?
Yeah, solo. And on the hardest difficulty.
Nice. Wow. Nice.
Terrible idea. Don't do it. Awesome map, though. It's amazing. But the final boss, it took me probably 40 minutes because it's ridiculous on the spawn rate. But yeah, it was great. Now I love adventure maps because... Like, when we started, like, they didn't have the adventure mode, so, like, you had to consciously, don't break that block, don't do this, and you know, and you had to actually pay attention to what you're doing, I guess, more. Now it's like, no, you can't break anything. You can't cheat in any way because there's an adventure mode. So now, yeah, I'm not going to accidentally cheat and ruin the series. I like it. I love adventure maps now.
Brent can always find a way to cheat.
Yeah,
always.
Adventure maps.
Yeah.
Always. Yeah, played a ton.
Well, now that you're playing some, we need to do a little foursome.
Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe you can come do some library with us.
Yeah? Ooh, library.
I don't even know of that one.
It's a dropper map. Basically, it's all about falling. Yes. With style.
Okay.
If you can fall, you can play this map.
Maybe we can do a Christmas
and
one.
Die.
And die.
Yeah. Have you done any of the Christmas maps, like Grinchmas or Substitute
Santa? That was last year, wasn't it? No, I haven't, though. I'm sure there's also new ones probably coming out. But
a new one coming out on, like, the 15th, I think. Toy World, that's another one.
Is there?
Yeah.
Nice.
So maybe, maybe we can all get
probably
in on
the Minecraft Monday show.
There you go. See, we got to make some really cool thing so he can highlight us again on the show. I feel like... We need to make another really cool.
What about you and your music videos? You got any new ones in the works, everybody?
Yes. Actually, one in the works. Something I've been working on since last Christmas, almost, like this winter.
Last Christmas.
It's very long, but it doesn't have anything to do with Minecraft. So it's kind of slowly going. I work on it in my free time. So once it hits, it's going to be big.
And then we go over and we kind of delete the file so he continues to work on the Minecraft
stuff. Yeah.
But
Pay attention to us. Stop doing your own thing.
I tried to get us featured on Bebop Vox's channel. I made a graphic for him for his...
For the Notch episode?
No.
Please tell me. I have that on my desktop, just so you know. I have that. It just says, Bebop is awesome, Wes is cool, or something. It's terrible red transparent text with a stroke outline in Photoshop, and that's it. It needs to be a background. It's all transparent, so I have to pick my own background.
Nice. It's interactive.
Yeah. But he was looking for a header for his... which channel was it?
It was just the vlogging channel, yeah. I was vlogging that day, yeah.
And he's like, I'll pick somebody who designs one. And so, like, within 15 seconds, I put it together. And he was like, winner!
But then 10 minutes later, somebody sent me this extravagant painting. I was like, I'm sorry, Wes.
Yeah, and I got it robbed. I got robbed.
It sounds cheated. Like it.
I was
system.
A winner, and then I wasn't.
Speaking of robbed.
We are going to get robbed here soon.
Are we going to wait?
Look at that transition.
Are we going to invite the Egyptians over, or what are we thinking about here?
I don't... Because they were robbed. I get it. I get it. It's so wrong. No, I don't think Keith wants to be involved with that at all.
I'm good.
We love Egyptian people.
Oh, my God. You're making it so much worse.
No. We just love Egypt, the country.
Yes. Yeah, we don't love the people there.
No.
No. Keep digging that hole.
But you saw it, right? They stopped
the shaft and I'm digging a hole.
The leader guy from Egypt tried to steal Egypt, right? And they put the kibosh on that. Yeah, so you see, there is some... Yeah, anyway. Let's just move on here. So let's see. We talked about it earlier. We played some map with Arsmalik and we messed it up for him good. Yeah. We died alive.
It was Moon 2. Right.
Too,
Moon
2.
We did some different things, I think, that he didn't expect to happen.
Yeah.
Like get him killed and lose all of his stuff.
And he says he died a lot more in other people's stuff. I think we actually ran block for him. I think we died in droves so that he could live.
And then not 2 minutes into the map, and we're... Brent, I think, somebody starts flooding his little spawn area that he had so nice... Nicely made.
And then Wes cleans it up.
Like,
It was fun, though.
Wes is OCD with cleaning things up like his beaches.
I promise I wasn't the one that made the mess.
Yeah. That's on Arsmalik's channel. It's actually up right now. There'll be a lot of episodes, I guess, with this in it.
Yeah. But,
and that's a CTM map, Capture the Monument.
Yeah, yeah. I really liked it. I want to do some more of that.
And
there
was no adventure mode kind of stuff in it. You could mine and do whatever you want, but the map was designed to have, like... Everything was restricted, so you couldn't, like, there wasn't...
You know, I mine so deep?
Well, no, it just was, like, there wasn't any chickens, so we couldn't make arrows, you know?
Had to plant some trees because we ran out of wood, things like that.
Think of, like, an obstacle course, and at the end of the obstacle course is an item. So when you get that item, you've cleared that passage, and you put your item away, and then you have to collect all these items, and you put them together, and then you win the map.
Yeah.
So you can do anything you want to get to the end of each little obstacle course kind of section.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we were going over a big lava area, and really jumping and lava and us is kind of like a recipe for tears.
Yeah. So. And it was a very nice looking map too. Yeah, a lot of work went into that. So yeah.
Also this week, we'll talk about it more. The update, well not update, but the weekly snapshot came out. My son was playing with it, showing me some cool fireworks.
Yeah.
Oh man.
So I'm pretty sure that they got some inspirations from Katy Perry there and said, yeah, let's put some fireworks in the.
Hey, there you
did
go.
Did they come out of your? Anyway.
Your hoo-hoo? What? What are you talking about, Wes? I don't know where we're going with that. But that's about that's all of my week, sort of. What you been up to, Wesley?
Well, we started our FTB stuff this week.
Yeah, that too.
And, yes. And we started filming. We built an FTB server. Brent built it, and we logged onto it and started filming it, and we should be releasing videos soon. But it's kind of sad because at the beginning, really all we did was like vanilla Minecraft stuff.
Yeah.
We're like, let's dig a hole, let's make a farm, let's make a house.
Instead of all the mobs.
Yeah,
we built like one FTB item, and it was like, oh, we can't use this till we build more stuff.
Yeah, it was like a gear.
And then I flip over onto...
I made a crafting table, the blueprint table. Oh, that's or right, whatever. Yeah.
And then I flip over onto Michael's Twitch channel, and he's on the... he's on the Minecraft FTB server, and he's making computers that's playing movies and text adventures. And
we'll be there one day.
And
we'll
I'm like, what is going on here? I planted some wheat, you jerk.
You're like a colony that doesn't believe in science, yet you have this other, you know, your rivals are all scientists and know what they're doing.
We just need to find some tea, Wes.
Some tea? Yeah. We do need to find some tea.
No tea.
So we did that. And then, speaking of FTB, I went over and I joined Joe Hill's little community experiment. It's called Working Draft. And you can find links to some of the information at workingdraftserver.com.
Okay.
Is that what it is? Workingdraftserver.com. And basically what we're doing is we have 9 people. We've got like Jada Cat and Aimbot and Opaque Mango and some other people. And Doc Redstone, and we're doing an FTB map, but we're like building the community, and we're coming up with ways for us to vote on things and make decisions, and how to lay out the land and how to do stuff. So those videos are going up soon. They'll probably be on Joe's channel, and and so that should be kind of interesting.
Yeah, that sounds neat.
And I saw some people in chat talking about how FTB is way too complicated. Well, this is a perfect chance to see how to do it in a not complicated way, because we're very simple
keep
guys.
To your roots.
Yeah, ours is going to be kind of a little silly.
But it's like Tekkit, though. I mean, holy good God.
Yeah. We have about 4 episodes right now in the can, so we're going to start putting those out on our channel here really soon, next week. Anything else, Wes?
Well, that's pretty much it.
Cool. So this week, other than all the other stuff everybody's been talking about, I met Grand River over at the Watershed.
Grand River!
And, they were a sponsor. It's mc-thewatershed.net. So last week, I think I was talking about Fullerton's Pub. They made a pub in my name, so I went to go check it out. It's where everybody knows your name. And it was really cool. I got behind the bar and I was fixing drinks. There's levers and stuff like creeper juice and a bunch of weird little things. A bunch of people went and hung out there. And then I forgot who it was, but was it Zen? Dang it. Anyway. So we start building this villager racing section, and it's like, you know, redstone, and it's got lanes and everything, you know, and it's got buttons that release the villagers and they race to the end.
Do y'all have like dog fighting on there too?
In
maybe?
A club.
Maybe
some,
No, this is separate.
Tie some razor blades onto that villager's toes.
Are you making them like hoe some wheat for you and stuff? What are you doing over there?
Yeah, it was really cool. And then after that, we're building like these redstone creations. So we built one of the, you know, really annoying ones that have doors flapping and pistons and lights and stuff. So it's really loud and obnoxious. Let's see, who was it? I'm forgetting
Michael
everybody's
Vick.
Name. Another guy built a really cool dance floor. So we're just, you know, building all this kind of stuff on the server, and it was so much fun. So I'm definitely going to go back there, and we have some pictures floating around on Twitter. So go check those out. And it was just a really full week with the FTB server. It makes me want to play all the time. It's fun. It's really cool. You know, it's not adventurous.
We haven't been doing any like regular play for a while. We've been doing adventure maps, but we haven't really been building or like starting a community. I mean, so it's kind of fun. It's a neat little, you know, it's a nice jaunt back into that environment again.
Yeah, it's very nice.
But I'm doing the same things I always do.
Cleaning beaches,
building tunnels to bedrock, and then just going to the side and
getting angry when you don't clear out all the trees and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, that Brent, do you know what Brent was doing, Bebop?
What's that?
Floating treetops.
Oh, no.
Yeah, right next to our house.
You know, Muddy Waters invented electricity.
In Minecraft.
They go away on their own now. Like, you don't have to clear them. It's part of the game.
That's
with
not
mods,
true.
Maybe.
It is true.
If you leave any wood in the tree, they stay there.
And I didn't leave any
wood. Yes, you did.
Whatever.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
Did you think about maybe asking Bebop what he did this week?
He already told us. He went first.
He was
first. Yeah, pretty much told, yeah.
Oh. He was first in line.
So, yes, I did, Mr. Westville. So. You know what else I thought about this week?
What?
I thought about the Snapshot 12W49A. Snapshots came back again this week with fireworks added for starters. Fireworks! Different materials may be combined with dyes to create a wide array of fireworks with various impressive effects. Enchanted books allow you to store enchantments in them by using the enchantment table to be combined with tools and weapons when using the anvil. Enchanted books will only hold one enchantment per book. However, unlike the multiples you can receive when enchanting an item directly on an enchantment table. They also added nether brick hash slabs. Woo! Is what Astragali thinks. Also, something my son found out is there's a bug right now. You can enchant anything. So my son is running around with an enchanted bone. And I was like, what are you doing with an enchanted bone, son? So
that's cool. They're like enchantment scrolls.
Scrolls!
You know, like in WoW, right? You enchant a scroll, and then you take that scroll and you enchant your item. That's basically what's happening here with books.
Not only that, though, they're pretty much, you save so much XP. I mean, I got like a level 4 of Smite or something, and that would take so much crafting on the anvil, mix and everything else, and levels, but you just get it with one book instead, and that's 30 levels. I mean, it's way better.
Yeah.
It's like roulette, pretty much.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, yeah, that's very nice.
Also, oh, by the way, in fireworks, I wish they took that much time to make that much detail on a firework and spent it doing other things. Like, fireworks are so complex. Like, you have to add so many different things. And, like, you guys did that in how much time? Spend it doing other things, too. They're so detailed.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
Cool. I'm looking forward to them.
Yeah, it looks really cool.
I'm also, sure we'll find good use for them.
Yes. Yeah, we have a fireworks video in the works. It's in our head right now. It's a plan.
It's on
idea.
Fire?
It's just an idea.
It's an idea that's on fire. It's in the works.
But also, nether brick half slabs.
Woo! Woo!
Forever being asked for.
Awesome.
And just when everybody gave up, he made them.
It's just to make Notch a little more mad at everybody. Yeah, yep. Like half slab.
He's like, half slab? What is... I think that is...
Worst idea ever.
Yeah. That's what he said.
But where are the smooth stone steps? We're getting nether brick half slabs.
Oh, yeah.
And no smooth stone steps. What's going down here?
That's true.
What is going down here?
You know that would happen, too. It's like if you create a new type of block that pretty much obtains, like, belongs, every other block should have, you might as well just go ahead and make them all, essentially.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, it's like nether brick. Yeah. And then they also said that they wanted to make a new recipe, like have it be a fun way, like maybe smelt some stuff to make the nether brick half slabs. Now they just made the normal, regular, you know, nether half slab crafting recipe on it. So they gave up. They're like, yeah, we'll just keep it simple.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
Sheesh.
Yeah.
So speaking of giving up, that has nothing to do with this, but I'm going to say it anyway. So Minecraft style got taken down.
But why?
We don't know. Yeah. So Captain Sparkles, of course, did a Gangnam Style parody called Minecraft Style, and it was really, really good. And you can actually still see a video online right now. That's
32 million, I think it's at.
That's a shot-by-shot comparison between the Gangnam Style video and the Minecraft Style video.
Really?
And I mean, they're right on top of each other. I mean, that there was a lot of work that went into that. Just little tiny detail of how exactly that video mirrors the
real.
So
you put
one.
That on the timeline, and then that's your visual script, basically.
Yeah.
And then you insert shots.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was spot on like
that. Oh, it is. And so if you look up Minecraft Style, that you can still find the comparison video. But for most of the people in the world, or at least in Western countries, the Minecraft Style video got taken down. The worst part is it says it was taken down by the user when it wasn't.
Yeah.
It was basically what likely happened is a DMCA takedown notice was filed. Mm. Now, Jordan doesn't really talk about that. He says he could appeal it right now, but the problem is his legal friends have told him, no, you don't do it. Have have somebody else do it. Probably his lawyers or, if he's got some connections with the EFF or something like that, have them do it. But they don't come into the office until Monday morning. So basically his video's down for 2.5 days and there's not really much he can do about it. Because they did it right after close of business on Friday. Like jerks.
Yeah, well, they planned that out.
Yeah.
Well, and hopefully, once it gets resolved, hopefully, because it's pretty clear cut parody and fair use acts. So I think he'll win this if he pushes it, and I hope he does. Yeah. And I think when it gets back on the air, it'll get so much more publicity because of this. This could actually be a play on Sony Universal to get attention to it, to get attention
to
them.
Why do they need attention? Gangnam Style is the number one YouTube video ever.
And lawyers being lawyers, probably.
Ever.
Well, the biggest thing, too, is YouTube, even for Creative Commons, it's basic, CYA, cover your booty when it comes to YouTube not wanting to be sued. So whenever somebody files a claim, they just say, okay, until somebody says, no. So that's where he's at right now. Somebody said, no, get rid of it. And then YouTube's like, okay, until somebody actually puts up a pretty good, protest. But there's no doubt it's going to come back up. A matter of time and how long it's going to stick. If it's something, if they're like, no, we really don't want it. I mean, they could take them to court if it really was that serious. I think this is just basic YouTube flagging when it comes to that company filing a report.
This could be just as simple as that. Someone sent in a DMCA, because we've had it done to us quite a few times, actually. And when we fought back, we haven't had anyone actually press us yet. So we got our stuff back on the air. For whatever reason, we use some libraries and stuff that people will claim libraries when they really can't. But as long as you say, no, we have the right to use this, go ahead and give them our information. Because basically what happens is YouTube is an entity. They get a notice from the company that says, hey, you have something illegal. And basically they then forward that on to you, where you basically say, yes, give them our information. We think we have a legit item. And so now it's basically between you and the company, and YouTube has gotten out of the middle. And that's all they're doing so far. YouTube is getting out of the middle, which is what they have to do.
Smart. I mean, I don't have any issues with the way things are done, except doing a takedown notice after work on Friday is kind of jerky.
Yeah. And that's the company,
right?
I mean, that's not YouTube. I mean, YouTube had to do it as soon as they got it.
Yeah.
So anyway, we wish the best.
And by the way, one
Captain
other
Sparkles.
Yeah, one other thing. Jordan this week was on the YouTubers Watch YouTube videos thing.
React. Yeah.
YouTubers React with iJustine and Smosh and a bunch of other people. Timothy Delegato,
Shay Carl.
So if you want to go check that out, go check out the Fine Brothers for the YouTubers React. And he actually has to respond to Gangnam Style. So.
Yes.
And speaking of which, the other thing I didn't see since we're bringing up Captain Sparkles was the VGAs, Video Game Awards, that just happened.
Yeah.
Samuel Jackson was a host. Pretty funny. But he jumped into Minecraft, and they did an animation, and it was Bootstrap Buckaroo who did it. And then Kevin Sparkles also did the voice of the person who got killed by Samuel Jackson.
Oh, that's
jealous.
Awesome.
So they killed him in this animation, and he did the voice for it. So you can see a few people uploaded, and they keep getting taken down randomly. But
man,
pretty funny.
Awesome. And Chimney Swift 11 got flown out to the IGAs. I believe that's the Independent Game Awards.
Yeah.
To present one of the awards out there. So, all right, Chim.
Yeah.
Nice.
He was also in the dance-off.
He was?
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Back. Yeah.
That was pretty funny.
I didn't know anything about that.
Yeah. Or it's called Dance On, actually. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's YouTubers dancing. It's like a reality show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah. Oh, Hannah Minx was in that too. I like her. She's funny. Okay, anyway.
Oh, really? Hannah Minx on it?
She's dancing too.
Oh, really? She can dance?
No. It's fun to watch.
She's got limited mobility.
Yeah.
So guess what we've also learned this week? We've learned that games are not addictive. They can't be classified that way. And Minecraft is part of this, or at least over at the Playable Classroom blog by Dean Groom. It has made a case that video games, and Minecraft in particular, can't be classed as addictive just because the media says they are. His reasoning is that because the media doesn't have a way to reach gamers through the games, they're missing out on advertising views, so they claim the games are addictive in an effort to have parents drive children away from gaming. Maybe some tinfoil hat stuff here, but his advice to parents is to play games with their children if they're to understand them and their children better. And not use a stick and carrot approach for granting or denying access to Minecraft.
Yeah.
I don't know. I use a stick and a carrot all the time. If my son's not doing the right stuff, I'll be like,
if you don't eat your carrots, you'll get the stick.
Yes.
I like the tinfoil hat approach. I could not agree more. It's totally addictive.
You think games are addictive?
Oh, yeah, completely. I mean, and actually in a lot of European countries, and the only reason why I bring this up is because I actually did a paper for it in my first year of college, and I researched it, and you know, like places like South Korea and stuff like that, they acknowledge video game being an addiction, and they have places and treatment centers and everything else for that.
See,
one of the biggest things that I saw why the U.S. doesn't see it that way is because of healthcare. People they're going to start having to dish out and say, oh, well, now you have a problem. Now we have to treat you. Now you're going to some insurance and things like that. And with how, you know, the U.S. is. I've read a lot of reports on it, and it's really interesting, but hands down, addictive.
See, you know? I disagree. People watch more television in the United States than they play games.
Well, but that's addictive, too.
Yeah, but they don't qualify it as addictive.
Well, I think anything that releases dopamine... True. It
books?
makes you want to come back for more is addictive.
Books.
That's
sport.
True. You've been working out. Yeah.
This slide whistle is releasing dopamine when I play it. It makes me want to play it all the time.
I think there's a difference between releasing dopamine and sounding dopey.
We need to counsel you.
Well, I think it's all a great discussion, and it's take it to a serious podcast. we don't care. Keep playing Minecraft and giving us a reason to do the show. Next, we got a vote on the Mojang Pepper Cactus Showdown. Factions have been formed at the Mojang Studios. Notch, Jacob, and Carl have made Minecraft-themed gingerbread houses. Pepper Cactus in Swedish. And Owen has posted a poll for the public to decide which of these three creations are the best. To keep things fair, Owen hasn't revealed which person created each pepper cactus, and he's also pointed out that the whole thing is just for fun. So if you can't get enough of the pepper cactus, head on over to the link we'll have in the show notes, and you can pick your favorite pepper cactus.
Wow, your Swedish is very good.
It's improving. Pig.
Pepper cactus.
Are you going to sing a pepper cactus song?
Do you like pepper cactus?
Here we go.
I like pepper cactus.
We like pepper cactus
too.
They rehearse this, I think.
I like pepper cactus.
We like pepper cactus.
Bebop likes pepper cactus. It's true.
I like pepper cactus.
I hate pepper. Oh, I love pepper cactus.
I love pepper cactus. It's true. How about you?
I do. I do. I love pepper cactus. How about you? I do. I do. I love pepper cactus. How about you?
Better be on iTunes.
It's already uploading to iTunes right now.
So also, we've got a Minecraft Marathon 2 starts February 22nd. It's the second Minecraft Marathon in aid of Child's Play. Will be taking place on February 22nd, 2013. And the organizers are looking to beat their previous year's donation
total. Do we have a promo for this?
Oh, yeah.
No, that's something different.
Okay.
Mark, IRL, and company are looking for anyone who guested last year or folks that make Minecraft items in blah, 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 blah. It might be best at the moment for would-be contributors to get in touch through the @MC_marathon Twitter account, as there are issues at the moment with trying to access the fundraising website. And speaking of fundraising, we were in it last year, and we've mailed off all the items that people donated for.
Yeah,
it was fun. Took it was a minute. Took a minute.
Yeah,
it took a minute or 10 months, something like that. So Mindthon 2 is coming up, and we actually have a short little bumper from Ethan.
Very good.
Oh, hi. I didn't see you there. You're Chef. Chef listeners, right? Right. My name's Ethan. I produce Mindthon. What's Mindthon, you ask? It's a 72-hour Minecraft marathon benefiting Child's Play Charity. In a sense, it's a lot like reality TV. The cameras never stop rolling, so for the entire weekend, we're here to entertain you. All we ask in return is that you spread the word, and if you feel so inclined, to donate to Child's Play Charity. What's Child's Play, you ask? They're a charity that donates toys, books, and games to hospitalized kids worldwide. Basically, they're gamers helping out little gamers. Awesome, right? What's in it for me, you ask? Well, aren't you peppy? At Mindthon 2 will host pirate ship battles, build competitions, mazes, and more. Winners of these events will receive free, limited-run Mindthon t-shirts. T-shirts? Does that mean there will be other prizes, you ask? We're raffling and auctioning off tons of Minecraft swag, all for charity. Let me check my list. We have creeper beanies, creeper toys, Minecraft dice bags, Minecraft plushies, pig hats, and more. We'll also have servers for auction from our sponsor, Creeper Host, and real-life Minecraft character heads. These are personalized, so you give us your Minecraft skin, and we mail you a wearable head of your character. We'll also have Twitter contests where you can win Minecraft swag. Will any awesome Minecraft personalities be supporting? Basherverse, The Shaft, Spleef League, and more will show their support. So make sure to drop by for Mindthon 2. The event goes live this December 21st at 11 a.m. PST, -8 GMT. I'd like to thank The Shaft hosts again for their support, and we look forward to seeing you all at Mindthon. Let's give some sick kids an awesome holiday season by doing what we do best. Playing Minecraft.
Nice.
Awesome. And this year, instead of mailing off prizes ourselves, I got Ethan's address, and I'm going to mail him all the prizes, so he will mail them out in a timely fashion instead. And I'm actually going to be off work that whole week when this starts, so I plan to be involved quite a bit with it. So be sure to tune in the 21st. Like, there's going to be Minecraft going down in this studio like nobody's business.
We're going to be dropping it for real.
For real.
And mail things out.
Yeah, for real.
And if you want to help things out and you don't feel like donating to kids and you just want to give us money, go on over to audibletrial.com/theshaft and get yourself a free book.
But it doesn't cost any money.
It's free.
Yay. Absolutely free.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's right. So give that money you would have spent to Mindthon and get the free book, too.
What? Okay.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Or just get the free book.
No, go give money to Mindthon and go get a free audible.
That's what I said.
It's free. Yeah.
Give money to Mindthon and go get a free book.
That's the solution.
Yeah.
And the solution is located at audibletrial.com/theshaft. What's that address again, Wes?
audibletrial.com/theshaft.
Nice.
Listener contributions. Listener contributions. Listener contributions.
New bumper. Like that.
Isn't it great?
You like that one?
Producer Snafu made it for us. He's awesome.
Snafu.
And if you want to send us in, audio listener contributions, just send it to us.
Send it on our way.
Our listener contributions bumper is a listener contribution. And your listener contribution could be our next listener contribution bumper.
And we now have a place where you can send physical listener contributions as well.
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
so
finally.
If you want to mail it off in this season where mailing stuff is just fun, absolutely fun, go
the
ahead,
old school way.
Put it in a box or an envelope, write it on a $20 bill, whatever, and put Dead Workers Party, 205 Turnbrook Drive, Huntsville, Alabama, 35824.
Yep, and if it's something that we keep stuff in the studio that's sent to us all the time.
I'll make this promise. We will show everything that's sent to us on air.
Yeah.
Live,
yeah
no matter what
got,
it is.
We got these
I love
from,
those things.
We got these from Steo.
And if it's a poster or something, we'll hang it up on the wall. You know, some artwork. Ted Nader gave us some artwork.
Yeah.
And if you want that address again, go to our YouTube page. Just go to deadworkers.com or youtube.com/deadworkersparty. And in the description on the right side is the address that you can send stuff to. So nice. don't send bombs or anthrax.
And speaking of contributions and stuff, what's the coolest thing that you've been sent ever? Bebop.
I'll snap. I can't say it's something I've been sent so much as I went and picked up and received. Actually, I've been building the new set, so this will be a little reveal here.
You're always building your new set.
Yeah, that's I'm literally like. Minecraft building a new set. it's covered in Minecon 2012. I'll put it that way.
Nice.
One second.
Cool. That sounds kind of dirty.
Yeah.
It's covered in Minecon 2012.
You know, that's one question that I haven't heard answered yet about Minecon 2012. Did they give out the same cape this year?
No.
No, okay. New cape.
It's a new cape.
Yeah, it's a blue cape with a pick on it.
I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, I saw it today on, was it? Who had it? Was it Aimbot? I think Aimbot had
one.
It on.
Does it overwrite your old one, or can you choose?
I don't know.
You can turn off your old one, so I
soon, yeah.
I know they said something about making it where you could change it before they...
Okay, okay, are you ready?
Big reveal!
Ready.
Drums.
So this is at Minecon 2012, and I was handed it by the creator of everything at Minecon. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Oh!
What? That's awesome! Okay, so for the audio listeners, it's a chicken.
Oh my god,
that is awesome.
Minecraft chicken with fur and everything.
That's not fur, those are feathers.
Well,
yeah, the feathers okay. glued to it and everything. This thing is like
it's bird fur.
It's made of steel and wood.
It's steel?
And fluffiness. Yeah.
That is so
like the
cool.
down here. Or actual steel that's welded.
Wow.
So this will be on the Minecraft Monday show set from now on.
That is really awesome.
The gift from Minecon 2012. So,
man.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
I brought my car down just so I could haul stuff back. So he gave me all kinds of stuff.
Nice.
Wow.
One of which is the chicken.
Chicken fur and
jealous.
Everything.
That's very
cool.
We got sent little metal creeper faces once.
from a metal smith.
Yeah.
We got bottles from some drink
company.
We
can't compete.
I like the Iron Golem one. That thing looked cool.
Yeah.
That
we
guy
got
is awesome.
We got cups and
hey, what's up with old Steo? He's working on something big, I'm sure.
Yeah.
We got stuff from Swamp Chick. We got cups and Mardi Gras stuff.
Yeah, pickaxes.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Nothing compares with that chicken.
I know.
I've been
we want a chicken.
By the chicken.
I'm thinking about bringing my son's Indiana Jones costume and putting it in the studio. I thought that might be.
I love that. Cool. That looked great. Awesome. If you guys haven't seen that, you need to see it. You need to post it somewhere.
Okay.
I think you need to start making them.
Like, really?
Yeah.
That was great.
You need to send the idea into Legos.
Somebody, I got the idea from somebody else though.
Oh, well,
so it wasn't my idea.
Okay. It's all about stealing ideas. That's how people get popular.
Yeah, I mean,
it's
just
remix.
Like Captain Smarkles.
It's a remix.
Everything's a remix. Yeah,
everything's a remix.
I was joking, by the way. Anyway, so we have some other listener contributions from SRJ26. Some ideas for your planned CD of pre-post show musical jams. So these are ideas, I guess. The first one, before and after the shaft. There's a shaft in your ear and spurts from the shaft.
Whoa.
These are titles, I guess. Because
we're wanting titles. I think we have the title that we want to go with.
Yeah.
Right?
Really?
And it's a pretty simple. Did we not tell you that, Wes?
No.
Sorry, I think it was me and Wes or me and Brent thinking. Anyway, The After Show, Volume 1.
Okay.
Right?
Nice.
The After Show. Real simple. And it's going to be, the artist is Dead Workers Party, yeah. And then the album name is The After Show. So
the first album's going to have like, I think 12 songs. It'll be about 45, 50 minutes of audio trackage, and should see it in like a couple weeks.
Yeah, and we're going to put out volume 2, probably maybe a month later or something like that.
When we get enough new songs. And you might even hear, did we record the bebop song before the show? Was that, were we recording?
Half of it.
But we have to redo that one then.
What?
And those are going to be some great.
What? Heavens to Murgatroyd!
I'm excited.
Okay,
oh, dear.
We also got from the Galloping Gargoyles.
From what? Galloping Gargoyles.
Last week, we talked about how we choose the maps we play. For the past year or so, Galloping Gargoyles has been working on a map of Hogwarts and all other places mentioned in the Harry Potter books, which means it is unlikely, well, even more unlikely than it would normally have been for you to ever play. However, if I were to name it Pig Farts instead of Hogwarts, I wouldn't be violating copyright. So is that okay? If you say no, my life will be ruined forever. I almost want to say no just because I love ruining lives. I think Hogwarts is fine. I think having a map titled Hogwarts and all that stuff is all fine, and I think we could play it and be silly. And
I don't really know. I mean, it's a word. I mean, I don't know. It all comes down to, like, I'm not going to want to put the soundtrack on here. Oh, yeah.
But we
can
find some mystical, magical...
Yeah, something that's similar.
That's similar to do it, and...
And it'll be okay.
I think it'll be fine.
Yeah.
I think you should do it and push your limits just so you have the people who actually own something of Harry Potter to look at your stuff and have a reason to sue. And they're like, oh, that means, hey, these people saw my stuff. That'd be awesome. In the back of your head, you'll know that.
That's true.
I think it sounds... Yeah, send us the map.
Let's do that.
Send us the map.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
We also have something here from Shazza Ketchup. Who wants to know, where would we personally want MineCon 2013 to be and why? And that would be Huntsville, Alabama.
Right here under this table.
Atlanta wouldn't be bad.
Atlanta.
Yeah, definitely the other coast or something, yeah.
Yeah, I think an East Coast.
Or Canada. Just Canada.
Canada. Atlanta would be awesome.
Maybe something that no one does that would be really cool. How about like a... Fort Walton, Destin, Panama, something on the beach near the summer where it's like...
Ooh, that'd be neat.
You can do some like cookouts on the beach and some really
West
cool...
West could fix the beaches.
Yes.
Thanks.
And
thanks.
You could repair them.
Thanks.
And the thing why I like this idea is there's so much places to actually stay. You can camp. There's campgrounds and all these places. There's nice hotels. There's medium. There's cheap hotels. It runs the gambit, and it also hits the east south coast where not a lot goes on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about this? That's really cool.
Because they're always talking about price and cost and everything else, how about we just have MineCon 2013 in like an old shut down town or like an old coal town, you know, and now it's gone desolate or maybe like... a warehouse that has like some radioactive stuff in it or something. So it's like dirt cheap and we can have the biggest extravagant party there.
I like the coal town idea. We could have real life Minecraft. We could go down in the mine and dig.
Coal town
and real life deaths.
Yeah.
Yeah. Real death counter we could keep on the wall somewhere.
Yeah. Yep. It's been 3 hours since the last explosion.
We could do the shaft in a shaft.
Yep.
Yeah. How about MineCon Chernobyl?
Huh? Yeah,
that'd be fun.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
sure.
That'd be cheap. No, it's more like a tourist trap now. So,
because
not a popular tourist trap.
Yeah,
it's gonna be expensive.
Great ideas. Yeah. Great.
I don't know. You think the next one will be in Australia? You think they're gonna travel around to another country?
I don't know. I hope they come back. Like, I mean, a big city. How about New York City?
No, that's a bad idea. You don't want to do it in a dense, expensive town. You need to have it in like a less dense, less expensive place.
Yeah.
So you can have it in Atlanta for a reasonable price. And there's a big airport there. There's lots of hotels.
And I think that's like as much as I would like it in some place like Florida or Huntsville, I think you do need a place that has a good mass transit system built in, because people don't want to have to be dealing with cabs or renting cars all week long. But you know what? Maybe Disney World in the U.S. They like, I don't know if they like Disney World.
Yeah, do it in
Anaheim. It'd still be expensive because Disney World.
But if you want to do it in Birmingham, we know how to get good deals on hotels there.
True. I'd be down for just another Las Vegas trip, man. That was fun.
Oh, man.
You know?
Yeah.
Las Vegas.
And actually, Las Vegas. Vegas is pretty cheap to get to compared to anywhere else in America.
Yeah, and the rooms were not that expensive.
Right.
No. And we stayed at Ground Zero. We could have stayed somewhere else much cheaper.
Yeah.
But they had bathrooms with glass doors, and it was kind of awkward. Remember that?
It still had a wooden door, though. Leading up to the... No, it didn't. Even the main bathroom door had a glass, I think.
Yeah, I was like, why did they want...
glass upon glass.
Why did they want that?
No, it didn't. Like, ours didn't.
Could you put a towel over it?
No, I think ours did. We had like a honeymoon suite.
Yeah, we put a towel or something over it or something like
that. No, we didn't.
Yeah.
Our door shut and we could take baths and showers without any interruption. I know, because I would not have wanted to see you guys taking a shower together like you do.
So was I the only one sitting there watching everybody?
Someone's got to get my back. I can't reach.
But the only expensive thing about the about Vegas is the hookers. I mean, really.
And the blow. Yeah. Oh, you're talking about the same thing.
Yeah.
So anyway, we also have something here from Lord Argent, who wants to know what the story is of the Dead Workers Party. And oddly enough, it has to deal with hookers too. No. Yeah. And they want to know how we got our name. And we've been over this before. Ashton Golly thinks it's a good idea if we go over it again. We basically started off as a film production company. Our first project was actually a thing called the Music Video Shootout of what year?
2006.
2006?
Yeah.
So that tells you when we started. And it was never finished either. The name itself, I wasn't actually in the group when they started naming it, but apparently it was about people working during the day and then filming at night and then... something about communism.
They were walking dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something about communism.
Was there something about communism? Really?
Well, JD always thought communism was funny. So to make it, okay, we're dead workers.
Right.
Let's make it the Dead Workers Party. Like an old communist.
That's kind of cool. We worked some skull in there.
Well,
and
I think
at the beginning it was more of a, what do they call it when like a collective? Like it was more of, hey, let's all get together. We're shooting all these things because we all kind of had our own companies and we were all shooting separate things. And let's do a collective where we bring all of our talents and our equipment together into this company and share it out. So it had that socialistic aspect, which kind of fit the party. Well, we went all capitalistic and got corporized. And is that what you call it?
Yeah.
Corporated.
Incorporated.
Incorporated.
Like communist.
With lawyers and crap and actual name check and... tried to get all legal, and so it took a turn somewhere from the socialist to the capitalist, and then we all started podcasting with Dead Workers Party. We did a
filmmaking podcast,
the worst, absolute, filthiest podcast about filmmaking ever. Which
it's not
thank
even
God it's not even out there. Yeah, I don't think you can even find it anymore.
Yeah, it's disappeared from the internet.
And then we went into WoW, and we were going to do a documentary on WoW, and then that never really got traction. And
that's
then
when we started doing Machinima and going away from real real video and stuff, and went into Machinima and animation and stuff during our WoW days, and that just kind of carried us up until now. You know, doing the Shaft, we did many podcasts before this, Warhammer podcast, and then we did a general gaming show called Nation of Gamers.
Control Point,
Team Fortress 2 podcast.
Safe House.
The Daily Gamer. Lots of shows.
We still do another one called Core Elements some people listen to.
That's right.
Ye old.
What's trying to get it? I really like Core Elements. You have a great insight on gaming and the
a lot of good guests, too.
The entire production of all of it. And then you get these hosts. I'm like, holy crack.
Yeah.
He has, you know, like, man, you just get, like, all these, like, people that you wouldn't expect.
Oh, I know. Like, freaking Michael Pachter on. I'm like, holy cow. I just messaged Michael Pachter. I'm like, come on the show. He's like, okay.
I'm not doing anything else, I guess.
It's like, wow.
Wait, what does he do?
He works for Wedbush Securities. He's basically speculator. He's a video game industry speculator. Like, he does stock analysis for video game companies, but like, weird. He understands the market enough to where he can talk like, oh, Microsoft's made this decision, I think it'll be good or I think it'll be bad, based on, you know, like more capitalistic stuff, you know?
Right.
But then, like, recently I had on Mike Rugnetta of PBS Idea Channel. I freaking love that guy.
And he has showers with him.
Yeah.
Just like you and I.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
If you want
to. Glassdoor.
Yeah. So, you can always check out Core Elements. Go to deadworkers.com/network or ce.deadworkers.com and check it out.
Yeah. Hmm.
And before you do that, why don't you head on over and listen to this?
Excavation Station.
You know, I was thinking maybe before we do this segment, maybe we should get Robert Moran on.
Oh, yeah, Robert Moran. He was my guest on Core Elements this week.
Yes.
And he's going to be a guest on The Shaft next week.
Yeah.
Yes.
But he's currently doing a Kickstarter for a new game.
Yep. Unforgotten Quest.
And we want to... he's going to be doing some streams to support this. And this ends like a week after next, I think. Next week, basically. They
I haven't seen that one yet.
Yeah, but, well, you know, you've seen Unforgotten Realms, right? The old escapist cartoon that he did. Well, he's doing a game with those characters in mind. And he's doing a Kickstarter right now. And I think he's about like 2/3 of the way through his request. And but he also does a Minecraft mod called Dwarves versus Zombies.
Oh.
And he's doing a 24-hour stream on Thursday night, and like Pause and Pause and some other people are going to be doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So can we get Rob on the horn?
He's on here. Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Does anybody else hate Egyptians?
No better way to start.
We love Egyptians.
I've been waiting 30 minutes to do that.
Oh dear. So Rob, what's up? What you on here to pimp out? We were just talking about you. Isn't that weird? And you just
it was
appeared?
Really weird. It was almost like I was watching the show. No, I'm here to pimp out Dwarves vs. Zombies, which we're doing a 24-hour stream next. It's Friday, but it's like the Thursday night, right? Because it's Friday at midnight. So we're doing that, and Pause is releasing this big awesome 3D movie that we made on Monday or Tuesday here to promote it, and it's all to promote my game that I'm working on called Unforgotten Quest. So
awesome.
It's pretty cool.
And we'll get all these links so we can put it in the show notes so everybody make sure they tune in for all of this, because this looks incredible. Unforgotten Quest. I'm on the Kickstarter right now, which you can get to. We'll link to that, but go to Kickstarter and you can search for Robert Moran or Unforgotten Quest.
And what's your Twitch channel again?
Rurikar22, because somebody took my username. That's the worst part of the internet. You get on the internet, you start making videos, and then every time a new website comes out, you never get your name ever again. Never.
Like Facebook, stupid Facebook.
For the Dwarves versus Zombie thing, I made it so on the multiplayer server, you can see players' health when based on like the color of their name. So when they take damage, they'll go to yellow and to red and dark red before they die, because that's how we can have healers and stuff, right? And so Minecraft has a limit on character names, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you can only have 16 character names. And my character name is actually 16. And so I'm like, oh, shoot, this breaks. It turns me into a Steve skin every time this mod goes up. I know, I'll just go register Old Man Willikers without the S and the E. Somebody took that account.
What?
It was just like, it doesn't even make, it's so somebody's got like Old Man Willikers without the R and the S. I don't know, man.
It's Minecraft name squatting. Do you think they're waiting for you to contact them and be like, how much?
Whoever you get huge.
At least now you can't have an unregistered account, right? Because back in the day, you could just register the username, but not even buy Minecraft.
That's true.
Oh, that's good. Yep. Yeah, that's true.
Well, then it looks like you're 3/4 of the way to the goal here at 74919. So you got 9 days to go. How do you feeling?
We'll make it. I think we'll make it. I got a lot of stuff planned. Honestly, but my fan base has been huge. Like the average pledge, even ignoring the 10K pledge, is like over $100 or something silly. So my fan base has been huge. I just can't get people to look at the project, man. It's like there's 600 backers with 10,000 views. I'm just like, I get more views on like Jimmy the World of Warcraft story in a month than I come to Kickstarter. And that movie is 5 years old. I'm just like, just click this link.
just annotate the hell out of that video.
Everybody listening, just click the link. It would be tenfold. Just go click the link.
You should change out the audio for Jimmy just for this month that just says, yeah, please go support it'd my Kickstarter.
It should just be click the link. Click it. And it's just a big annotation of the entire thing. It'd be free for 6 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. Have it say, and then Jimmy, he wouldn't fund my Kickstarter, and we got in a fight, and yeah.
Can I swap out the audio?
I don't think so.
I don't think I can actually do that, can I?
You might be able to put in alternate language audio.
There's something you can do with swapping out audio. I forget exactly what.
Yeah, I think you can swap to like normal YouTube audio. If you could swap out audio, man, yeah. Oh, that would just... I would create movies designed around swapping out the audio once a week. That's what I would do.
Just waiting for the comments. And also, if you haven't looked at this, go look at it. But I mean, it's really cool. There's you can actually be a part of this game by you know, pledging different amounts. Like I'm going to be an item in the game.
What are you going to be? I saw you win it, but what are you going to do?
A turkey baster.
I want to somehow fit in. Follow at Brent Copeland on Twitter. Is that possible?
That's what it's going to be a rock, and then on the rock it's going to have, hey, follow Brent Copeland on Twitter.
Yes.
I'm all for it. That's awesome. Right,
now I'm going to have 10,000 rocks of people's Twitter's account.
Right. That's a great idea.
You started. You started.
Well, there's only 40 more slots to do that, though, right? Yeah.
What? Really?
460 of 500 left of the.
No. You're thinking it backwards.
Yeah. Oh, there's only 460 slots left.
Yes. So basically, there's going to be an avalanche of Twitter accounts at one point in the game.
Follow, and you got to find the right rock.
So tell everybody about Doors vs. Zombies and what makes it so awesome.
It's a big role play game. That's what it is. There's lots of like people keep making rip off DBZ servers. I'm just like, you guys don't like. They'll make it's a 24-hour server. Complain. I'm like, okay, well now it's just left click Minecraft PvP. That's all you've created. Where one side is a zombie. It's a big roleplay game. One team, everybody starts as a dwarf, right? And together you build a big keep. And in the new DBZ that's coming up next week, if the people on the stream decide a lot of the dwarfs, like, what's going to happen to them. So every couple minutes before the big PvP event happens, everybody on stream gets to do a vote. On what type of horrors are going to happen to the people playing in the game. And so there's like 200 people all playing, building a keep. It's crazy. I don't know if like Wes has played it. But yeah. When you have 200 people and you give them blocks and you just say, build a dwarven keep, you'd think that you just get stone penises everywhere. That's what you think would happen.
Penis castle.
That's what you think would happen. And you know, you get like the one or two guys, but the thing is, because there's so many people that want to get into it, typically everyone gets in is in the mindset of, I'm not going to waste this time. I'm going to make something awesome. And they make keeps. They just make walls, and it's so fast. Like you see people and they build these like it's kind of weird and looks rough because everybody's doing their own thing, but they just build this thing and it happens in minutes. You like it's just a big open playing field. You're like, this is pretty cool. Minutes, there's going to be a keep there with towers and everything. It's great. And so after everybody builds this keep, typically a dragon, but there's other bosses that comes out. And so it's a player-controlled dragon, not an ender dragon, and it has all sorts of spells and abilities based on what type of dragon it is. And it goes around killing dwarves until they kill it. And so it'll kill, you know, a good 10, 20, 30% of the server, depending on how well the dwarves do. It really depends on the quality of players. Sometimes you get guys that are just like, I'm standing at the top of the tower, hopefully the dragon doesn't knock me, and then they all die because the dragon just flies by and everybody falls to death. But then the dragon is killed and all that, and there's all these dead people, and they all become monsters. And that's Dwarves vs. Zombie. When you die, you become a monster.
Ooh,
and then cool. so the game, like, eventually, it's not like the dwarves can win. The game will end the same as it always does. Everybody will die. It's just how long will last. How many people will live? The hordes of zombies coming down on them. So
that's awesome. And y'all are going to be streaming this. What's the date again of the stream?
So it's Friday, but we're starting at midnight on Friday. So
12:01 on Friday.
There you go. So December 13th. December 14th. If it's a time on December 14th, we're streaming it until I pass out.
And where's that stream?
Twitch.tv/RubriCar22. I think it'll be in the show notes, though.
It will be in the show notes. That's and true. Come back next week. Rob will be on for the whole show, and we may or may not record that on a Sunday. We'll find out what's the best time for Rob. And awesome. We will hopefully we will be hearing the news that this has been accepted, that it had been backed by then. But if not, hopefully we can push you over the edge.
Awesome. Yeah. So I'll see you guys next week, and thanks for having me.
Yes, cool. Thank you, Rob.
See you, man.
Later.
Cool. Well, that is awesome, and that leads us straight into this.
Excavation Station.
Pop.
Pagok! Pagok! Do you know Rob, Keith? Have you met?
No, I haven't. No.
He's
awesome.
We met him a long time ago in the Minecraft days. We actually saw him at BlizzCon, a different
Warcraft.
Yeah, Warcraft. Did I say Minecraft?
Yes.
You know, the other craft, the war one, less mining, obviously. Yeah. But he did a video, Jimmy, the story of World of Warcraft, which is hysterical.
Yeah, it's the one
normal.
With Majachi, the moon princess. Have you ever seen that one?
No.
Oh, it's yeah, you need to look that up. It's
apparently still getting a lot of views, you know, yes. What he was saying.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, it's still funny. Today it holds up, and it's all about one portion of the game, which really doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah.
It's during Burning Crusade.
The Scryers and the Alders.
Yeah. That's when I left.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Well, then you may love this, because it'll hit right back on that. Maybe you're Jimmy's, maybe you're Jimmy.
Yeah. It's true.
Uh-oh.
He plug-pulled. Anyway, I won't give away.
Plug-pulled.
Anyway, the first excavation station idea we have right here is from Bebop Vox. What is it?
What?
I'm just kidding. Do you have any ideas for Minecraft after you've been playing this for so long? Is there something new you could even think of at this point?
Herpeter. I'm gonna have to say just the Nether. Give it more of a purpose. Still, it still does not have. It's like three different blocks.
Yeah,
maybe don't count the brick or whatever. But really, I mean, come on, it needs more love. It needs more purpose to go there, I guess.
Yeah,
my favorite place.
FTB's got some good reasons to go there.
Does it?
Yeah, you got
to
go and
now
get.
I have to play it.
You go get certain ingredients that are necessary to build your stuff.
Sweet, oh, maybe that's what we're missing.
That. Yeah,
so we'll go do that. Also, submitted by Mad Mag 101, more soothing rain. They think that Minecraft needs more realistic rain because real rain is quite relaxing, while Minecraft rain is just plain annoying. It seems to be one of the only sounds not overhauled in the last update.
There should be a light rainstorm. I agree.
Well, you know how they're changing the redstone to be analog?
Yeah.
Why not have the rain be analog? So it could fluctuate between heavy rain and soft rain, just like real rain does, right?
And chocolate rain?
Hey.
Yeah.
Purple rain?
That was a funny joke from 3 years ago.
See?
I like that one.
Yeah. Good at that.
Bring it back.
See, I went purple rain. I went 25 years
Whoa.
Ago.
That's no kidding. He won that fight.
Next he's going to be, you know, parting the oceans that were filled by rain.
Yeah. Whoa, you went way back.
Yeah.
Wow. Could go halfway.
Old school, you hipster.
Yeah. Could go halfway back to Peter Gabriel and Red Rain.
Or we could hit this button.
Hot water burn baby.
Hi, guys. This is 2 ideas for Excavation Station. So, my first idea is, so I built a snow globe, which I got inspiration from your earlier videos, or episodes. And I accidentally... Well, I didn't build it in a snow biome, so I couldn't have the snow caps on top of blocks. So I think that you should either be able to get the snow caps in creative mode, or maybe if you can place a snowball on the ground as a snow cap. My other idea is that on my server, I want, in my snow globe, I want mobs, but I don't want creepers. So I think that on the server preferences, there should be a section, instead of spawn mobs, they should have a separate section for creepers. So, thank you. Bye.
Now, you can do that with Bucket, correct? You can turn off creeper damage?
I think
damage?
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably. Or at least creeper damage, if not. Yeah.
And you could do creeper damage built in the game now with the rules.
Yeah.
Rule set. But I agree. More controls on the admin. I don't see why that would hurt anything, huh?
I think the snowcap thing is a good idea for only for creative mode, though. I don't see a purpose for it in normal. But, yeah. Yeah, it's a good idea.
Yeah.
Just for design.
Yeah, snowcap.
I think maybe you should be able to make, like, weather machines. Like maybe you could create
command block,
like a device that creates a snowy area. So you could make a snow globe, because right. You have an enclosed globe, and then you turn on your snow machine, and snow comes down in all the spaces that are open, within a certain range.
Yeah,
or rain, or you know,
okay.
Lava,
keep filling it up with water or something.
I don't know. Could be.
Like, you know, they have those machines like that hook up to your sprinkler. So if it's cold enough, it'll snow in your yard. Like if it's not snowing, right? So you could have a white Christmas if you wanted to, if it was cold enough.
Oh yeah.
By just putting it on your sprinkler and having it go across your yard, and it'll actually make snow on your yard if it's cold enough. So that's kind of what I was thinking that would be, is like a little snow making machine. Like I thought about it, like what kind of business could you do with that? Like, you know, do you want your kids to wake up with a white Christmas? Well, pay us and we'll give you one and just go with the machine.
It's just like it. On movie sets. They have a big snow making machine.
Yeah.
So some people in the chat room are saying that you currently can play snow caps.
Yes. I actually just logged in to check that. Yeah, you can place them down, but they melt right away, obviously, if you aren't in the right biome.
Oh.
Yeah, I was like, I could have swore those were in, so I logged in.
Ooh.
Yeah, so maybe you need just all you really need is a temperature control.
Yeah.
Yes, of a specific area.
Make an ice box. Keep your stuff cold. Cold as ice. Okay, so we have another one here.
All
right. Let's listen to it. The pleasure meter.
Whoa.
Hey, the Shaft. This is S. Holtquist. And I think that in the game, there should be some sort of pleasure meter type thing where, like, mining would make it decrease and, like, breeding animals or something would make it go up, and having a high pleasure would give you, like, certain perks and things. Anyway, love the show. Bye.
So it would release dopamine, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's The Sims. He wants to create The Sims.
Yeah.
You know, it's rooms, you know, appeal and all that.
And you got poop block meter.
Yeah, it sounds like poop blocks will be next.
Yeah.
I don't know, that may be a little
too sim-like.
Too meta.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something else I'm interested in. After playing FTB and trying to go and herd animals, I'd like the ability to, like, not have all the animals follow me. Like, I'd like to be able to direct, like, I'm pulling pigs into a pen, right?
Uh-huh.
And I open the gate, and all the pigs that are inside, when I open the gate, try to get out because they're trying to get to my carrot.
Right.
Yeah. And then I get inside and I pull them all in, and then in the meantime, I take my carrot away and I jump over them, and I'm trying to get to the fence and out the fence and shut it before they start walking out on their own. It's really annoying.
What if you could throw the carrot?
That's what I'm thinking.
Like, just throw the carrot on the ground.
Throw the carrot on the ground, and all the animals will go over and hang out around it.
And then they eat each other, and the last one standing gets to eat the carrot.
So,
yeah,
we've gone too far.
And maybe there's just, like, pig feet left?
Yeah,
like
pig feet.
Ate the other feet?
You can pickle them.
I'm thinking of...
You can pickle them and pickle them.
Thinking, the pig goes, bacon.
I just can't get away from Hannibal, so we're going to need to...
I like that. I'm going to tickle your little pickle feet. Coochie-coo.
Pickle feet?
Yeah, pickled feet.
Oh yes, pickled pig's feet.
Yeah.
Don't give Mojang any more food ideas. We need more blocks and food, if anything.
Yeah. Need a refrigerator to put the food in.
might go with my something weather like machine.
That. Yes.
There you go.
We just got one tweeted to us by Say Delicious, and you can always tweet us your excavation ideas. That's just at Brent Copeland. And if I get them during the show, I'll read them out during the segment. Anyway, this one says, how about a craftable wardrobe that lets you change your skin and go to Narnia?
What?
That went from here's a simple idea to whoosh.
Yeah. And I think world. This may be off an imager picture I saw this week where someone basically built in their playroom of their house where they put a big like dresser against the wall. And then put a doorway, like where the doorway was, and cut a hole so when you open the dresser, you go through the clothes into the room, into the playroom.
Yeah.
Which I thought was a really clever idea, and I think, you know, get off Imgur. No, I don't know. Is that too much? Is that
Imgur.
Copyright Imgur. Issues?
Imgur.
Are we just want to, okay, why don't we go on to the iron pressure plate?
Okay.
Let's do it.
Hi, guys. I have an idea for excavation station. I think that they should have iron pressure pads because I like to have stone pressure pads in case I want to have a piston door or a iron door because I don't like buttons. But stone pressure pads can be activated by monsters like skeletons and zombies. So I think that they should have iron pressure pads, which can be only activated by the player. So, what do you guys think about this idea? Thanks. Bye.
I'm buzzing it because I have a better idea.
This got a quick buzz.
This is what we need. Either a neck
just
thing or a fob. Is a key fob like thing. Some item that you can craft, and if it's on you, and you can make multiples to give them out to people, maybe there's a code you can put. Then the door opens automatically when you come close to it. Right? It's modern day stuff.
Oh.
Like they have wireless cat doors, dog doors. You could put a collar on your dog with one of these, so when he comes to the door, it opens for him and he walks in. But it doesn't work for anybody else who doesn't
get
have
fancy.
One.
Like a dongle.
Fancy.
A dongle.
Dog dongle.
Dongle.
A doggle.
Dongle.
Yeah.
They do have a mod where it's like, oh, specific mods can or mobs can activate pressure plates and stuff like that. They have a... But they are changing redstone. I don't know if you guys talked about it, where they're saying where you can change how much weight will activate it. So if you especially for adventure maps, if you want to trigger something, you throw so many blocks in it.
Oh,
but, yeah, they're doing some ideas like that.
Okay, we got a bunch of quick ones on Twitter now. So let's hit through these. We got one here from 79Shiv7097.
Shivy.
That's Shivy. How about poop blocks? I'm hashtag I'm original.
I like that Alice's one. She's got a good one.
Let's see, Lord. That Alice, Mother Madeline, I totally want hanging signs from the blocks above you.
Yeah, so you could make like a sign also you could hang it maybe from a fence post or something like that so that like if you connected it to a fence, it would hang like a sign in a medieval tavern or
and
a
maybe, maybe yeah, it's as yeah. simple as just like a current sign. You can right click on it like you do what are the other blocks? The wood stuff, so you can turn it.
Yeah.
And so if you turn it, you know, horizontal or whatever from the block, then it turns outward and it's the stick with the sign hanging from it. Something like that. We have one here from Lord Hobajo. With the introduction of bats, I would love to see some baseballs. No, I would love to see some birds.
Birds with fur on them.
Furry birds.
Talk about birds.
Furry birds.
Do the Swedish even know what a bird is?
I don't think so. They don't have birds in Sweden.
Yeah. That's true. They watch TV.
That is absolutely true. It's on the wiki now, I'm sure.
Well, see, now we have bats, and bats will fly above ground. I mean, we're outside working on your wheat farm, and they're just flying around like a bird.
Yeah.
I don't see any reason why not to add a bird.
Should you be able to shoot them, like, with a bow and get some foods?
More
food. No,
what would they drop? Feathers. They drop feathers, right?
Oh, feathers. Yes.
I say more passive mobs like that, like fish. They were going to add fish in at one point.
There's some fishies and some dolphins and some sharks. And there's mods out there that like add all this stuff, all these different animals, lions and bears and tigers and oh my.
And grandmas.
And things like that. Let's see, we have another one from Ryan Inglis. I want color minecarts. Red minecart love.
What?
They
just
colored
red?
Minecarts. Well, they won't
just color. Just color? Okay. Oh, so you dye them? Would that be like painting? Like you're painting your minecart?
I don't know. Would it be?
Is that a euphemism?
And are we doing okay on time?
Yeah, are we okay on time?
Are we okay on time?
We're good. We're good.
Okay, cool.
Let's see. In Wrathbone 2401 wants a way to make vertical slabs for aesthetic designs.
Oh, vertical slabs.
Yeah.
I think
Notch is not going to like that.
Yeah, it seems like Notch is kind of, you know.
Are you through that at him?
Absolutely not.
You heard it.
Well, on the episode where we interviewed him, he said that was his least favorite thing, that he wished it had never been added to Minecraft.
Oh, half slabs. So it could have doubled all the numbers mathematically in coding, yeah.
Well, and mainly he didn't like it because it took the blockiness out of it. That now you could make, you know, rounder stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't like that.
I wish you could put things on top of half slabs. Like, I wish you could attach a torch to the top of a half slab.
Oh, yeah.
And half slabs still fall down if you try to put one above, you know, and that's weird. Yeah, they just need to be worked on a little, maybe.
Let's see. We have one here from High on Definition. Thanks for this one, too, by the way. Our Wertner Sturf earned their Minecraft germ. Yeah.
Ermagerd.
I'll have you know, High on Definition bragged on Skype because he was beating both me and Afro Monkey's score in a Orcs Must Die level. Because he just got Orcs Must Die 2, and he had 80,000 points on the second level, and both me and Afro had less than 40,000. So I was like, okay, well, I mean, good Lord, I love this game. I know how to beat, you know, I'm like, I'll beat his score. So I, last night on the stream, I got on, and that was the challenge, was to beat. I never even got close.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
I maybe got an extra 4,000, 5,000 points. So then he tells me that he really doesn't even know how to play the game. He was using all the newbie stuff that they give you. And that's all he ever used.
Man.
And I still don't know how he did it.
Beat by a noob.
We played that game for like 5 hours one night.
I know.
He noob slapped you.
I don't even know how he did it. Like, I mean, I can't figure it out. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
And I don't know if I can get to all the rest of these, but I'll see if we can run through a few real quick. Nasira, 1501. No, see, wants neon signs that appear in the sky saying Apparent Copeland.
Done.
Absolutely done. Not.
Aww.
Ooh, that's a great idea. Let's
absolutely
do it.
Not.
Let's see.
I love how you got him queued up to say that. Like, he knew. He was regretting that after he recorded it.
He was very patient with us on that one.
Yes.
Let's see. Extra Crazy VG wants different mob heads to make you blend in with different mob types where a creeper head and creepers won't attack you. I think we've heard that one a few times, and it seems a little...
Now you're just subverting the Google Doc with your Twitter account.
Is it wrong?
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's see. Spencer Neaton needs more house items. Zen Paradox wants horses so villagers have something to race on and eat after you kill them.
Hey, horses. That's cool.
Let's see. Just went up. More people.
No.
Like, if a horse was, like, as fast as the pig. Like, the pig with a carrot, I was riding on the watershed.
They book it.
Man, they're fast.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not real accurate as far as, you know, handling, but it's not bad.
So, submit these. Everybody who submitted an idea that didn't get mentioned yet, go and submit it at the Shaft Podcast page, because we only had one... non-repetitive excavation station idea posted to our page this week.
That's true. But I like some of this live interaction.
It's kind
of
nice, too. Yeah, we'll mix it up.
We'll do that during the show. We'll announce all this. But definitely get it for... because we need Astra to have more work.
Oh, my God. Is that a rainbow?
Hey.
Sightings.
It's so beautiful.
Oh, my God. It's so intense.
It's Gmod Shaft.
Gmod. I love it.
And I don't think we talked about this yet. I got it, I think, yesterday on our Twitter, but I messed up on the date, so I'm not sure. But this is from Joel, the Minecraft teacher. He wanted us to talk about this. It's explore, create, share. This is Buzzings from the Hive Learning Network in New York Center. And there's a story on when Minecraft met the Hunger Games. And so there's a nice blog post for it, nice long one. But there's also a video, so we'll link to both of these.
Excellent.
And we love Joel, so definitely anytime he wants us to talk about something, we will.
We will.
Also, I don't know how many people in our audience know who Grim Gary is, but he's an old school Minecraft personality. He almost was coming to play on Con. He almost was there, and he's actually got a Kickstarter out. It's not a Kickstarter; it's an Indiegogo for a game he wants to design called Epica Rex. So I'm going to point everybody that direction. The link to this will be in the show notes, or you can just go to Google and very creatively type in Grim Gary Kickstarter and find it. But anyway, we should promote that. This is somebody within the Minecraft community trying to make a game.
I like this next one, and we need to start using this with some of our hosts to get this working. But we've got a link to Friends for Minecraft. Apparently, there's an iOS app that offers a number of features to make coordinating Minecraft play sessions with friends a whole lot easier. So I'm going to download this and check it out. If you don't have iOS, there's also a standalone version for PC and Mac. We'll link to this in the show notes.
So we also have a video submitted by Lydia.
Lydia.
Of all people, this is a TNT Christmas ornament. Cupquake has kicked off her Christmas-themed craft projects with a great-looking TNT Christmas ornament, and it's pretty easy to make.
It's very nice.
Another person will always post who wants us to. Anytime. Huh?
Yeah.
Who?
Lydia.
Lydia? Oh. Yeah.
Lydia. Love that girl.
Yep, we love her. She's awesome.
Next, we have a video... Necromancy mod showcase in Captain Sparkle 666, the video, he showcases the incredible necromancy mod, which gives you the chance to create minions worthy of Barn Frankenstein. Want a zombie head, spider body, and a skeleton limb? No problem. You can do it with this mod, so check out that video in the show notes.
Nice.
Next, we've got a video. It's Creeper Cola commercial. So it's that time of year when certain cola companies start making commercials on TV, and Animation Craft PG5 has made an amazing parody, Creeper Cola.
Nice.
It's really good. I did not know PG5 was a team of like three people. Now you know.
Oh, yeah.
And knowing is half the battle.
Yeah, I didn't realize.
I met them at Minecon. Either. They're awesome individuals, and you would never have guessed.
Yeah.
Well, I mean...
Yeah, it does look really good. Creepy cola. Nice.
So next, we've got a Star Wars-themed snow globe. The talented polymath... Polymath? Who put polymath in there? Is that as a descriptor for Paradise Decay?
Is that a big word you don't know?
I don't even know that word. I've never heard polymath. Weird. Multiple forms of mathematics, has created a Star Wars-themed snow globe for the holidays. Anyone can download it for themselves, together with a free Christmas remix chiptune that people are welcome to use in their own videos. Ooh. The download link is in the video's description, and it includes the Globe World Christmas texture pack, exclusive new skins, and a snow machine schematic. A snow machine schematic.
Oh my god.
We're just talking about that.
And the chiptune MP3.
Armager.
So there you have it.
Armager. Snow machine. Snow machine. So where are we at here? We're at the 12 Days of Christmas.
Music by Pedro.
Pedro.
He was on episode 10-something.
Yeah, he was talking about... I think he mentioned this video while he was on the show. And 12 Days of Christmas, very well done. Very cool. Definitely check that one out. Get your Christmas.
Do we want to do this next one?
Nah, let's get this one. I don't know. Hey, Keith, you want to do this one?
I don't know. I'm not looking at the show notes.
Oh, are you not? Okay.
I'm feeding off your expressions.
Okay.
So somebody did a video. It's called Don't Mind at Night.
That sounds weird.
I know. I mean, that's Katy Perry. That's so 2011.
So catchy, though.
Yes. So this is the Bebop's nudist.
I like
his
that
nudist
one,
directorial. He nice. Totally directed it nude. And it's a parody of Katy Perry's Last Friday Night, and it features vocals and music edited by Tyler Clark, animation by Congering, and Brad, is that Nauber?
It's Brad Knackberg.
Knackberg?
What? Yeah.
Doing the actual singing?
I love the animation.
Another song by Brad that he was Man, when I found this guy, he had like 5 subscribers, and then we did the last 2 videos. He sang on them. I asked him to sing, do the lyrics and all that, and then this one too, and it keeps pulling through. You know, he did a great job. So, and he's been on like Pedro Channel, Bashers, like so many people. Variety, Slam Cow. I think he's done vocals for all of them almost for singing and
my
stuff.
Favorite great. Part in the whole video is when the character is in the hole and he dies and all his stuff comes up in a fountain of items.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I love
yeah,
the Connor animation.
Did a great job.
The animation is like really top notch.
Yeah,
can we borrow these guys?
Hey, that's Kong and Kaz and that. Yeah, they're in chat. Yeah.
Oh, are they?
Yeah. Oh. I know they're always amped and willing to do things. So they're brilliant animators.
We met
MonCon, such down to earth. Great people.
Wow, really, I would love to meet them. Pinch.
Yeah,
we'll put you to work. We have some projects.
Where do they live?
I don't know. Where do you live?
What country are you guys in?
Yeah, are they?
Are you near Huntsville?
What accent do they have? Are they French? Uh-huh.
Are you French?
Hopefully they're not Egyptian.
The Netherlands.
Are they Netherlands? Wearing their trousers?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just looked in there. Yeah, in the sky.
Okay. Yeah, there's no way we're getting them to POC, is there? And so the next one is a video that, if you remember, a long time ago, Paul Soares said that he wished that Bob Mills redid his Minecraft Short and Sweet video. And I said, Eric, that would be a great project for you and me if Bob Mills doesn't want to do it. Well, Bob Mills did it. So this is called Minecraft Short and Sweet Redux 1.4.2. It's an orientation film by Mills. And basically what it is it's the video you want to show all the people who've never played Minecraft, who don't have any idea what it is, how to survive your first night, basic concepts. Here we are stepping into things. What's everything you need to know to play the game?
It's the instruction manual.
Yeah.
And Joel, aka Minecraft Teacher, uses this to teach his kids how
he
to play.
He owns all of them.
He owns them all. So he was actually very happy that this is has been updated too, and it's been updated to 1.4.2. It's 17 minutes long. It's very thorough. Cool. So that was a good wrap up of things. Also, are you going to do any kind of like behind the scenes making of Don't Mind at Night or anything like that?
We've been talking about some ideas. I know Tyler Clark, awesome composer. He has been talking about doing the backbeat, because a lot of people ask for it, and they want to do their own like singing over it kind of thing and karaoke style, and we welcome that. So we're thinking about how to kind of push that out, maybe, and like how to make it available. Like, I don't know, should we do a video and have it in there? I hate just like videos like that though, where it's like, oh, here's the only purpose for the video is something you could easily just go to a link. So I don't know, I think it just floods sub boxes. I don't like doing that. Yeah. But yeah, we've been talking about that, and we have another one actually we're in the works, and we're filming behind the scenes making of as well as along the way. So a lot of ideas in the works, really.
I really want to disco gas now too.
I know, God, I love that idea. Like Kong, yeah, they did. It was brilliant. I was like, that needs to be in Minecraft now. Randomly,
disco.
You enter the Nether, and bam, everything busts out on the song and disco gas.
Yeah.
Brilliant idea. And female dancing pigmen. Zombie pigmen.
Yes.
I love
cages.
That whole stage. It's like synchronized dancing. It's so cool. Good stuff. And if that wasn't enough to fill you up with stuff, why don't you check out Netflix? Netflix.com/deadworkersparty gives you a free trial, and it's also helping out the show. And you can, it's Netflix, it's streaming, it's available in Sweden and other countries, not just U.S. And definitely go check that out. I'm watching, I'm on season 3 of How I Met Your Mother. I've been just barreling through all those, love that.
I started watching a Discworld show last night. I don't know if you're familiar with Discworld, but it's Terry Pratchett
books. Yeah. Mm. I played the game.
I started watching Hogfather last night. Basically, the Hogfather is like Santa Claus in Discworld. And the Galactic Auditors approach the Assassin's Guild to have the Hogfather assassinated for some reason. And so that's the basic premise.
Hogfather.
And it's on Netflix, and you can watch it right now.
Right now.
Right
go
now.
Go sign up for a free 30-day trial. Go to netflix.com/deadworkersparty and get a free Netflix trial.
And I did also want to mention two of the things. Well, one thing we already talked about was the Friends for Minecraft app. I didn't want to make people, because I went to go download this, and I noticed they have a free version, and they have like a $5 version. So
I'm really curious about that, like how stalkerish it can easily become, I'm wondering.
Yeah, so I downloaded it, and I signed up. It does ask you, you've got to like sign up for the service with like a username and password, so... I just want to be upfront and make sure people realize that the free version probably doesn't offer you as much as the full version. And I haven't really actually checked to see what the difference is, but I'm going to try out the free version. Also, one thing I wanted to mention, just because I work at Curse, so I feel like I need to mention that the Curse client that they offer for games like Minecraft and Rift, or excuse me, World of Warcraft and Rift and other games, they also now support Minecraft. So you can get texture packs downloaded or manage them right in there. Also, World Sync, which you can synchronize your favorite Minecraft worlds on multiple PCs. And also, they have a backup built in where you can back up your worlds in the Curse client
in
now.
In the cloud, basically.
Yeah, and there's other security enhancements and a lot of stuff like that.
That's very, very awesome that you can put mods in and keep them updated and not have
to. I was just going to ask if you do that. Yeah, that's cool.
So you just go down a list and say, update this, update that, update this. I use it for WoW. I mean, that's kind of what they started doing. But also, you know, saving a world in a cloud and just hopping between PCs is really nice, too. I mean, that's a cool.
I'm going to get my son set up on this because his laptop freezes. And every time it freezes, it destroys his world. And we've got to go back in and do all the crap to recreate it, which is just a big PETA.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get him set up on this, and hopefully it will help him out. And then I'll report back.
Yeah. So, yeah, check that. And that's free, and there's a paid version with more features.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Someone knocking over there.
Housekeeping.
Should we just let her knock forever?
Is there another housekeeper?
Yeah.
Mint for pillow?
It's a German one.
Wow. Where did
this housekeeper?
But I can say Deutsch.
Wow. She's kind of hot, too, eh, yeah, baby?
Like a tower?
How you doing?
No tower for you.
Leave us a German mint on our pillow.
So, just to let you know, I've been putting out more episodes of Mind Madness. I think we had some particularly good ones.
Yeah,
this week. So, if you get a chance, go check out Mind Madness. We also released some new nuggets this week.
Yeah. Yeah, new nuggets. APB nuggets, more Minecraft nuggets. Take that, math. You got that out there.
Yep.
As always, where can everybody find you, Bebop?
Twitter.com/BebopVox or YouTube.com/Bebop, like Cowboy Bebop, Vox.
Every Monday, look for the juiciness and at other times, subscribe.
And a vlog. And you got a vlog channel. Don't forget about that.
Yeah, I got like a vlog I just like to do, Bebop Vox vlog and Bebop Vox gaming. Just sub-channels I like to poke at and have fun with, you know?
Bacon to
he
you.
He likes to poke, he likes to have fun.
Bacon to you.
Yeah.
So we that's also awesome have a new stuff. Address to mail us physical goods, and that's Dead Workers Party, 205 Turnbrook Drive, Huntsville, Alabama, 35824. Go look at all our videos at deadworkers.com. That takes you to our YouTube channel. Catch us every week. We do this live on twitch.tv. You can go to the shaftpodcast.com and check out our schedule, though I don't think we actually put Keith on the schedule because he's too big for that. Or... I forgot. One or the other. So we appreciate it so much. You're across the pond, and you're busy, busy, I know. So taking the time out for us is a big deal, and we appreciate it. And we love you.
Totes.
I love you guys.
We think you're kooky.
I can't wait to hop over for the next convention. Maybe we can meet up and do the shindigs.
I want to get you to play on Con. You need to come play on Con.
I want to.
It's a big fun hangout.
You going to PAX East?
I haven't been to a PAX yet, but one day. I'm not going to this one though. No.
Are there any plans to come to the U.S. anytime soon for any other reason?
Not besides maybe E3 again, but hopping the pond just for conventions is kind of a pain. So
yeah.
And expensive if I don't take a military jet. So
we have to make it worth his while.
Yeah.
Like, we have to hang out with us for a month or something.
Military airport right here. You could fly down over for a show.
There you go.
Yeah, we have a big sound stage with a giant green screen cyclorama just for your show. We can help you out.
Oh, man.
Do lighting and stuff. Camera,
yeah.
We'll shoot it on an Epic. We have two red Epics. We could shoot it on that. That'd be awesome.
Minecraft Monday show on a $15 billion camera. Yes. 6,900 frames a second.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. You can watch it in IMAX and see all of Bebop's pimples.
Yeah. 3D this up.
And I guess that's it. So we'll see you next week with Robert Moran. It's going to be a good time with episode 112.
Yeah. Talk about Doras versus Zombies.
That's right.
It'll be fun.
See you later.
Bye, Key.
Bye.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
Dead Workers Party Network. The Shaft That Smiles Back.